Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 38. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast number 38. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Go to our website at www.eslpod.com for more information about this podcast. Today's topic is having a barbecue. I'm going to have a few friends of mine over to my house, and I'm going to talk a little bit about a trip I made to the grocery store. Let's get started. I moved into a new apartment last month and decided to invite a few friends over for a housewarming party. I didn't want to spend the day cooking, so I decided to have a barbecue. The food would be easy to prepare, and I could cook it when my friends got here. But first, I had to go get a few things at the supermarket. I got to the store and got a cart. I started out in the meat department. It wouldn't be a barbecue without hamburgers, so I bought some ground beef. I also picked up some chicken breasts and hot dogs. I skipped the seafood counter since I didn't want to bother with fish. Then I was off to the produce department. I got some corn on the cob and a lot of vegetables for grilling for my friends who are vegetarians. Then I was off to the bakery section. I needed buns for the hamburgers and hot dogs, and I also bought some cookies for dessert. Then I was almost done. I went down each aisle looking for the condiments, the ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. And just before wrapping things up, I went to the liquor department and got some beer, wine, and soda. Nearly everyone I invited asked if they could bring something to the party, but I told them no. I would have plenty of food and drink. That was it. I stood in line at the checkout stand, staring at the magazine rack full of tabloids, until the cashier rang me up. The shopping went off without a hitch. Now, all I have to do is clean my messy apartment. That's the hard part. Today I described my trip to the grocery store to buy some food for a party I'm having. I said that I am inviting a few friends over for a housewarming party. A housewarming party is a party we have when someone first moves into a new home, a new apartment, wherever they're living, a condominium, any place where they're moving to. It is sometimes common for people to have a party to invite other people over to see their new apartment or their new house. And we call this a housewarming party. It doesn't matter if you are in an apartment, or what they say, call in Britain, British English, a flat. It doesn't matter, you don't say an apartment warming party, you say a housewarming party. I said I didn't want to spend the day cooking. To spend the day, to spend time, means to pass time or to occupy your time. So I decided to have a barbecue. A barbecue, you may know, is when you cook food, usually outside, on a grill. A grill is a place to cook food that has usually charcoal. Charcoal is a type of fuel, and you light the charcoal so that it starts to get hot. And when the charcoal is hot, then you can cook your food. Nowadays, many people have gas, natural gas barbecues, where the grill is actually like a stove outside. You turn on the gas and the fire or the flames of the fire come up and cook the food. I said I had to go to the supermarket. The supermarket is the same as a grocery store. It's the store you go to buy food. When I got to the store, I picked up a cart or a shopping cart. That's the thing that you push around in a store and where you put your food. Then I went to the meat department. In a grocery store, we call the different parts or sections of the store departments. So there's your meat department, which of course has beef and pork and chicken. Some American grocery stores have a butcher. A butcher is a person who cuts meat, and you can ask to have your meat cut. But that is becoming less common. And now, when you go into a grocery store, oftentimes there is just the meat sitting out in the refrigerators, and there isn't anyone there to ask to have a certain type of meat cut. It depends on the store you go to. I said that it wouldn't be a barbecue without hamburgers. This is a common expression. It wouldn't be something without something else. It wouldn't be New Year's without a New Year's Eve party. Means you can't have this thing without another thing. It doesn't mean that's always true, but what we are really saying is to really enjoy this, you need something else. To really enjoy a barbecue, you need to have hamburgers. Hamburgers, of course, are small, round, usually, patties, we call them. A hamburger patty is a meat, usually about 1 inch by 3 or 4 inches in diameter, piece of ground beef that we make hamburgers out of. McDonald's, of course, is the most famous hamburger seller in the world. I also said I went to pick up some chicken breasts and hot dogs. Chicken comes in a number of different parts of the chicken are sold to eat. There are the thighs. Those are the legs. And there are also the chicken breasts, or the front of the chicken. We talk about chicken having white meat. That's usually the breast. And dark meat. That's usually the thigh, or the wing of the chicken. So I went to get some chicken breasts, which are good for grilling at a barbecue, and some hot dogs. Of course, hot dogs are, well, no one knows exactly what's in a hot dog, but it's a very favorite American food to have for a barbecue. I said that I skipped the seafood counter. Seafood is, of course, fish, and we use this term counter in talking about a place where a customer walks up to, and there is someone on the other side of the counter to give them service of some sort. So in a grocery store, you might have a meat counter, and the counter has a display or a window which shows different foods, and you can ask the person behind the counter working at the store, "I want that, I want that," and so forth, telling them what you want to buy. But we use the term counter for many different things in English. If you go to a department store and you want to return something, you go up to the return counter and you ask them to take back whatever you bought. We use counter, as I say, as a general term to mean anywhere where you have someone, usually behind a desk or behind a some sort of display in the case of a grocery store, and they are going to give you some additional service. I said that I went to the produce department after skipping the seafood counter. The produce department is where you have fruits and vegetables. And I bought some corn on the cob. Corn on the cob is what we call an ear of corn. When corn grows, each individual piece of corn is called an ear of corn. And you take the outside of the corn off. The outside is called the husk. And you can either take the individual pieces of corn and cut them off, or you can leave them on the cob. And the cob is the corn with its original part of the plant, of a corn plant. And you can take that and put it on a barbecue, or you can boil it in hot water. And then you put some butter on and some salt, and I'm getting hungry. Anyway, I bought some corn on the cob to grill. And we already talked to grill is to cook over a fire. Usually a grill is made of metal, and you cook over a fire or a charcoal. Some of my friends are vegetarians, and as you probably know, a vegetarian is someone who only eats vegetables or doesn't eat meat. And there are different types of vegetarians. A very strict vegetarian who doesn't eat any animal products or things from an animal is called a vegan. So if you say, "I'm a vegan," that means you are a very strict vegetarian. You only eat vegetables, plants. You don't eat anything from an animal at all. I am not a vegetarian, but I have some friends who are. Then, after picking up my vegetables in the produce department, I went to the bakery section. And the bakery section is my favorite section. That's where you have the bread and the cakes and all the good stuff to eat. I had to buy some buns for the hamburger and the hot dogs. Buns are pieces of bread that you cut in half and you put the meat in between. We use the term buns for hamburgers and hot dogs. If it's just a flat piece of bread, then we don't use the term buns. We usually call that sandwich bread, when you cut up a big loaf of bread. But a bun is an individual piece of bread that you cut in half. A dessert is, of course, what you eat after your main meal. You can have cookies for dessert, cake for dessert, and so forth. You also need, if you are going to have a barbecue, some condiments. And condiments are things that you put on other food. Ketchup, made from tomatoes, of course. Mustard. Mayonnaise. Mustard made from a mustard seed. It's orange. Mayonnaise is usually white. It's made in part from eggs. It's a French word. We call it mayonnaise in English. Sometimes we just call it mayo. I want some mayo on my hamburger means I want some mayonnaise on my hamburger. I then, after buying all the things I needed, I went to the checkout stand. The checkout stand is the place where you pay for your food in a grocery store. And that term is used in grocery stores. It's the place where you have a cashier. A cashier is the man or woman who takes your money for the food that you're buying. I said that I was staring or looking at a magazine rack, the place where you can put magazines for people to see them and buy them is called a rack. A rack is also used to put clothing on so people can see the clothing in a department store. I said that I was looking at some magazine racks that were full of tabloids. A tabloid is used in the United States to mean a very low quality newspaper, a not very good newspaper. The kind of newspaper that has stories about celebrities and how this celebrity got drunk and this celebrity is having a baby, and they usually have many false or made-up stories about celebrities. These are called tabloids. It's a sort of an insulting term to use in describing a newspaper. I said that my shopping went off without a hitch. To go off without a hitch, that's H-I-T-C-H, is to go off with to take place without a problem. If you say my project went off without a hitch, means it was successful. You didn't have any problems. I ended by saying that I had to clean my messy apartment, my dirty apartment, and I used the expression, that's the hard part, meaning, of course, that's the difficult part. Well, we hope that today's podcast wasn't too difficult for you. Email us, tell us who you are and where you are listening from. We now have listeners in more than 70 countries throughout the world. Tell us where you are. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.